Send in the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, as broadcasters, important to make sure you always know when you're on the mic, right? And when you're not.
Yeah, this speaks to us for sure.
For sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without talking crap about seagulls on a hot mic, then you're doing okay.
What did the seagulls do?
So listen, the Colorado Avalanche hockey team play-by-play announcer Mark Moser, he was caught on mic before a broadcast just ranting about the seagulls. Apparently, a seagull flew down and snatched his sausage McMuffin out of his hand, which explains a little bit why he was mad.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Ah, dirty b***h. I don't even know, like, the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado, like, where do they live? Where's their house? First, I want to know where seagulls live. They don't live in a nest. They have webbed feet. They have to live on the ground.
So that was all gone on mic before the broadcast. And I love his voice. He reminds me of Brian from Family Guy a little bit.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Ah, dirty b***h. I don't even know, like, the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado.
So anyway.
He's mad. He's like, what's their purpose?
I know.
Even to steal my sandwich.
Yeah, he's like, seagulls in Colorado?
Maybe, yeah.
I could understand if it were a coastal city, but this.
Right.
Exactly. So.
That's great.
Again, very important to know when you're on and when you're not on mic.
Bless his heart. It could have been worse.
It could have been way worse, for sure.
Do you want to share your moment?
Oh, of us when we're teaching a bunch of students at,
not the one. That is one, though. Oh, that's more of make sure you're putting in clean versions of songs into the system. So okay. When they play for the first time in front of a classroom of kids, it's not the naughty version.
Okay, I've done that, too.
Okay, that's a different lesson.
Oh, wait.
The hot mic, remember?
Yeah.
We were off the air. We were recording some promos, you know, like, hey, coming up tomorrow on the show. We're just kind of kicking around some ideas.
Yeah, and one of the ideas I had come up with was that, hey, let's try to get Mike Marshall, who was our traffic reporter at the time, get him to say blanking.
Right.
And then Kelly was like,
fun with it. Like, ha, let's ha, take ha. This word and the Tuesday traffic word of the day. Like, this would be funny.
Yeah. And then Kelly like laughs and then we do our thing. And then I kind of noticed that we're off the air and I put us on the air and it still didn't click, And so I used the restroom and that's where it clicked. Because I started getting text messages, Facebook messages. Is Ben okay? Ben, did you just say the F word? Blah, blah, blah. And our consultant was listening. It got to our operations manager, like, immediately.
We had a meeting that day at noon with our consultant. He was in town. He already had it remixed to a hot beat by the time we had our meeting.
Our VP of programming heard about it. I mean, it went up the chain fast. So, again, we know and we feel this on a...
How are you not fired?
Deep level. This is very true. As many station vehicles as I've wrecked, as many times as I've sworn on the air, I mean, like, you're right. I don't know.
Oopsies.
Yeah. So, again, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.